As we make our way through the garden hour, we go to Eddie in Scottsdale. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a Bronson Lockwatt tree that I purchased from a local home improvement store. And like you had mentioned earlier, it did have an early bloom, and everything seemed to bloom in November. And then everything just kind of died and went away, but it started blooming again. And it's looking great, but I'm afraid it's going to do the same thing. It's looking like some of the bloom is starting to dry up and fall off. So I'm just wondering maybe if there's something I could do or if it's too late to do anything. Or
You said a Bronson. Do you mean a bronze leaf loquat?
I believe so. I did some research on it. From what I understand, there's more than one loquat tree.
Lots of them. And I believe that bronze leaf one is a non-fruiting variety. It's just ornamental. So you're not going to get any if you're worrying about the flowers not setting fruit. I think you can stop worrying because I don't think they're gonna.
Okay.
If he wanted a fruiting loquat,
it's just a Japanese loquat. You have to make sure it's a fruiting variety. Loquats can be a little tricky here. They don't like the real dry heat of summer, so you generally have to plant them maybe on an east side where they get protected from the hot, dry winds. There have been some people grow and get some fruit here. That would be one probably he'd want to check with. I can't remember the tropical fruit guy here.
Alex
at Tropical Mango
out in Apache
Nursery
Junction.
In Apache Junction could probably fix you up with a loquat tree.
And how big's a loquat? Is it the size of a lemon,
lime, apricotish size?
Okay,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Let's bring Carolyn into the conversation and see how we can help her. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning. I have a yard, a lawn that is a rye grass now, overseeded with rye. The grass that we have during the summer is mid-iron. And I have some pearl scale.
Mm-hmm.
How do I treat it?
Well, pearl scale, a lot of soil sulfur will help, especially through the summer, spring and summer months. So starting about maybe March or April.
Just spread it on?
Soil sulfur comes in a granular form.
I use it on my trees, but it's the ones I have on my trees kind of a round flake.
Yeah, okay. Flake, kind of a pellet, will go in a spreader. And then generally we've been trying to use a product called Grub-Free Zone. It's the imidacloprid product, the systemic insecticide, can be used. But it's most effective if you use it along with some sulfur. And you want to do, I think you can do two treatments of that. So sometime in April and May and June, March and April, and then you can do the sulfur a couple, three times, so once a month, maybe April, May, and June, that sort of thing.
And is that the product you guys always say the best way to get rid of it, or the easiest way to get rid of it is with a for sale sign? Is that the
nut grass and pearl scale probably both fit that category? So
it's not something just a once treatment's going to solve. You got to stay on it.
Pearl scale is a toughie. It's present in a lot of our areas. It's just something that's present in the soil here. The hybrid Bermuda grasses like mid-iron, Tiff Green, are just not vigorous enough a lot of times to grow their way through it. Another solution is to, quite frankly, plant common Bermuda grass. It generally will, it's more vigorous, doesn't seem to be affected by the pearl, the scale which attaches itself to the root system of the grass and kind of sucks the nutrients and moisture out of it. Fertilizing more regularly, watering more regularly, aerifying the soil, core aerifying, all of those things will certainly help combat the pearl scale.
Let's see if we can sneak Tom from Tucson in as we wrap up the garden hour. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, thanks for taking my call. Sorry about the noise on the line. It seems like when it rains here in Tucson, I get noise on my phone. But anyway,
it's kind of the way my ears sound all the time. I'm not even noticing.
Right. Sorry about that. Anyway, had some questions about pruning plum and peach trees and kind of the theory behind it. So I've been doing that over the last couple of years, mainly to try to get a bird's nest around the trees so they're not too big, so I can have fruit so the birds don't eat all the fruit in the spring. So I try to prune them small and keep them small, but I've had problems like with the plum tree that it's just growing so big, it's hard to keep it small, and then when I put the net around it, I end up catching beautiful lizards. So I want to avoid that. So I heard there's a way you can maybe just use paper bags individually over the fruit, and that's maybe a better way. Or do we need to prune the trees to
well,
get more production?
You can do the paper bag thing. Boy, that would be a lot of work. The other thing you might want to consider doing is a late spring or early summer light pruning. Dave Wilson Nursery, I believe if you go on the internet and look up Dave Wilson pruning, fruit tree pruning, they have a backyard orchard culture where you do the heavy pruning now, and then after you pick the fruit, you do another light pruning, and that will control the size of the tree to a nicer size backyard tree.
Good luck, Tom. Everyone else on hold, hang tight. We'll take you at top of the hour. Mr. Harper, thanks for being here with us Saturday mornings.
Always a pleasure. Looking like a little blue sky out there. Might be a nice day.